sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah, we can survive all right. Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon, surviving here. In my case, I'm up in North Dakota, the Republic Broadcasting Network, through whose good graces all of this happens, founded by John Stadtmiller, is in Round Rock, Texas. That's where this is coming from. And I'm up here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. My name is James Kelso, the host of the Trump phenomenon, here on May 26, 2020. Inviting you to call in at 800-313-9443. Your calls very much add to the show, as Mike Rivero so wisely observes. You are the wisest audience in radio. We'll get updated here for the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon, see what our president has been up to, and get a status check on how we're doing in this march towards November 3rd. How many days do we have? 160-some, probably. I'll get the countdown clock here in a bit. But it's close. It's damn close. It is upon us. And can you believe it? Remember that day on November 8th, 2016, when patriots everywhere won? How could you have imagined where we would be today? Think about that. It's not really 4 years later. It's 3.5 years later now. Ah, boy, all the things that have happened, all that's been accomplished, and all that, and all the difficulty that's been encountered. Who would have ever thought, for instance, that Jeff Sessions would throw Donald Trump under the bus pretty much on day one by elevating Rod Rosenstein into the effective attorney general position, effectively. And so one of the things we've endured for these 3.5 years is this unbelievable Russia hoax, the Mueller probe, boy, and all the things attendant upon that, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, crying Chuck, and all of this turns out to have been a giant pile of BS, a giant pile of lies. Just think of all the energy expended, all the things that Donald Trump could have done had Jeff Sessions had his head out of his ass. And I liked it that Donald Trump called him on it and, was strong. He was strong in those tweets. And then a really weird development this week. It's not worth dwelling on too extensively, but Ann Coulter siding with Jeff Sessions and berating Donald Trump. And I don't see how she can mend the rift, how she could ever kiss and make up with the nasty things she said about Donald Trump this week. So who knows what's going on in her head? But the Donald Trump did the right thing. And, more good news. One of our listeners to this show called me, and I wasn't aware of this. Tommy Tuberville, football coach and, patriotic guy and excellent candidate. He has the endorsement of Donald Trump in the race for the Senate in Alabama. And here's the good news. The polling I was apprised of by a caller has Tommy Tuberville way ahead of Jeff Sessions in Alabama. That's very good news. Very, very good news. And I think the poll was taken before Donald Trump's lower the boom tweet telling Jeff Sessions he ought to quit the race and there's no fixing this. He should be done with politics permanently. And Donald Trump is done with him permanently. And I don't have the number in my head, but it's a big number. It's like 55-31, Tommy Tuberville in Alabama. If you're down there in Alabama and you're aware of the numbers currently, call in, let us know. All right, let's go to the president's Twitter account and see if he's got any more incredible tweets of that sort. Okay, all right. I mean, you just 80.3 million followers. Folks, he's adding 100,000 people a day, more or less. That is, and he talks about Twitter in his tweet of only an hour ago. Twitter is now interfering in the 2020 presidential election. They are saying my statement on mail-in ballots, which will lead to massive corruption and fraud, is incorrect, based on fact-checking by fake news CNN and the Amazon Washington Post. Twitter is completely stifling free speech, and I, as president, will not allow it to happen. Whew. Thank you, Mr. President. Wow. Oh, boy. Gee. That I should see such a message from a man who's the most powerful man on earth, the most important political figure on earth, maybe in history. At least among good guys, the most important good guy in history. That's 1 hour ago. Breathtaking. And that last clause, I, as president, will not allow it to happen. So, he's not. Those are not idle words. He has in mind, as he says that, he has a range of tools in his toolkit that he will apply to the creeps at Twitter to restore, to stop them from censoring us. This is amazing. And that he has to be, there's no question, he must be the number one account on all of Twitter with the most traffic. Even by their own, you know, whatever algorithmic skewing and screwing that they're doing, he still shows 80.3 million followers. Who knows what the real number is? Because when Donald Trump talks about Twitter, what Donald Trump is saying about mail-in ballots is that that can be skewed and screwed by whoever counts the ballots, so to speak, by whoever is at the control panel. So Donald Trump might have 100.3 million followers. And into the algorithm, somebody just inserted a line of code that says minus 20 president output, president's number of followers, process, operation, subtract 20 million. And it would always just come up, or, you know, you can do it any way you want. Subtract 20%, subtract 20 million, multiply by 0.75. You know, they could do it any way they want. And that's exactly the problem with mail-in ballots and computer voting. So it's interesting. What the president is talking about in voting is also going on at Twitter. Here's a tweet from only 5 hours ago. It's all today. Such a time that we live in, that you can have all this happening on the same day. Didn't Obama, whose administration has now been caught cold, illegally spying on the Trump campaign, recently also get caught playing golf on a course in Virginia, despite his wife Michelle urging people to stay home before and after his round in a major public service message? Nice. Oh, I love it. A total double standard, he tweets 5 hours ago. The only thing the Dems have going for them is their very close relationship with the fake news, lamestream media. Bingo. Strokes that one right over the center field wall again. But that's a lot. If that's all they got a lot, because they control the means of communication. Almost. We're getting a little breath of fresh air through these few things to which we still have access, like the Republic Broadcasting Network, like Donald Trump's Twitter account. And let's make the analogy here with the topic we addressed yesterday, Hong Kong. Why have the ghouls at Twitter, why have they not taken down the Trump account on Twitter? They could do it with one keystroke. Why are they leaving him there? Well, fear. That motivates people sometimes, doesn't it? Fear. Because they're afraid of what we will do to them if they do that to our guy. We would take that company apart, would we not? So that's the only reason they're leaving him there. Why have the Chinese not crushed their jackboots on the people of Hong Kong? I'm making the analogy here. Fear. These are not good people running Red China, just as these are not good people running Twitter. These are jackbooted thugs. These are leftists. And part of their credo is violence, force, death to dissenters. They've always done it that way. Find me the leftist regime that's been nice to people. Find me that one. A leftist regime, a Marxist regime that's been nice to people. Normal people. Don't waste your energy looking. You're not going to find it. So, what do the Chinese have to fear in Hong Kong? Well, if they crush Hong Kong, hey, the rest of the world, they will have exposed themselves. They fear that they will have outed themselves as the jackbooted thugs that they are. And secondly, our reaction would be, we wouldn't want to trade with China anymore. We wouldn't want any made in China goods. We wouldn't want any container ships pulling into our harbors, offloading Chinese crap. Just tell them, hey, Captain Minghua, Qinghua, take your ship and shove it. Turn around. Go back to China. And the rest of the world would join us in saying that. And what would happen in China? Well, that would be a total collapse in China. Their regime is built on the fact that our money, your money, is constantly streaming into China. Cut off that's the blood flow for China. Domestically, just in and among themselves, they don't have much that's sustainable in China. They have 4 billion people now, and a crappy environment, crappy congestion, on their own, they're in trouble. So now, what's the Hong Kong update? The Chinese call it a security law, and the puke mayor of Hong Kong, I forget the name of the woman, but she is an absolute puke. She's a Nancy Pelosi, a Chuck Schumer. She's all of those things rolled into one. She has told the citizens of Hong Kong not to worry that the Chinese security law, which in fact is a complete police state clampdown on Hong Kong, is not going to adversely affect Hong Kong citizens. It will only affect a few, what was the word she used? Troublemakers. Yeah, she's talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you're a troublemaker. You deserve everything you get. But don't worry. That's what they've got for a mayor. Anyway, the people of Hong Kong are aware that this is their last breath. Just as Donald Trump was our last breath. Making the analogy, roughly speaking, you know, somebody who wanted to put a fine point on it could cavil with what I'm saying. But by and large, yes, this is the last chance for the Hong Kongers. Trump's election in 2016 was our last chance. We made it. All right, let's take a look at some more tweets here. And imagine this, you know, just come on. I've even forgotten her name now. She's written herself out of the record. Ann Coulter. Just imagine, you know, for gabbers, for people that, you know, yip and yap and yak like myself. You know, I'll do a radio show, and then do I have to worry, you know, 2 seconds after I turn off the microphone, do I have to worry about the people of Hong Kong? No, I can go to the refrigerator and forget it. Donald Trump can't. I'll expand on that right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love, someone bright enough to see.
Bright enough to see. He's talking about you there, Merle Haggard.
What I hate is what
boy, Merle Haggard would have loved to have been. I think the president is at Fort McHenry. I've never been there. But wasn't it Fort McHenry where Francis Scott Key, the site of the rocket's red glare, that inspired Francis Scott Key to write our Star Spangled Banner. And what a sight, the president there with all these great servicemen of all the branches. Oops, there's one with a mask. One with a mask on. But none of them with masks. And troops in the colonial garb of our revolutionary George Washington's army. I'm sure that their uniforms didn't look as tatty as the one these guys have, but the president looking magnificent with Melania, the two of them, just beautiful. And I love the contrast that was made in the couldn't be avoided in the news media of the gangster look, the terrorist look that Joe Biden had with his black mask on and his shades. That combination was just too much. It was great. And then his wife. And I hope they actually wear masks for the rest of their political career. I hope they never take them off. I hope they sleep with them on. And he did an interview or a show or something. He came out of his hiding, but no one, it didn't even get on the air because you couldn't understand him. You couldn't hear what the hell he was saying. That's also fine with me. That's as it should be. Well, let's go to callers here. I keep people waiting too much. I mea culpa. We have three waiting right now. Two, we just lost one. Jim, pardon me, in Brooklyn. Here's why. There we go. Kevin in West Virginia, Gregory in California, and we lost Jim in the formerly great borough of Brooklyn. You know, that's a Dutch word, Brooklyn, introduced by the Dutch when they built the colony of New Amsterdam. My ancestors were there, among the key people building New Amsterdam. And oddly enough, that's where I started my life, is in Brooklyn. Born in Manhattan. Very Tony mother who didn't want me to be born in Brooklyn. She wanted me to be born in New York City, Manhattan. So that would be on my birth certificate. And she had fancy doctors and things. So anyway, let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, how you doing?
Hello, Mr. Jamie. I will have to say that I have been to Fort McHenry, and it's actually awesome. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty beautiful place. Love it there. It's not far from my house, maybe an hour and a half from actually where I'm standing. It's just one of the greatest places, you know, I think, for revolutionary times and things like that. I just thought it was one of the greatest places. But the real issue why I called you, I meant to call in Friday, but you ran out of time, and I wanted to talk to you about churches, and I specifically wanted to say, everybody remember the very first five words of the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. I'm going to say it again. Congress shall make no law respecting of establishment of religion or practice thereof. So all the preachers that's listening, you have that backing you to open up. I mean, I'm not even a Christian and I have your back here. You know, I mean, it just blows my mind. That they would
those five words, Kevin, you have quoted five of the most beautiful words ever put on paper. Congress shall make no law. Folks, that is, as Kevin rightly points out, that's an absolute prohibition. And that is one of the most amazing achievements in all of human history, that our ancestors came up with that. The context of history, there's no precedent for that. Congress shall make no law. Those men writing the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and before that, the Articles of Confederation and a number of other wonderful documents, the Virginia Bill of Rights, that was one of the great ones. This, you're right. This is a first in all of human history, where we're recognized as being sovereign people, and that we determine the government, not the government controls us. It's one, you're right. Preachers who are quaking in their boots, you're making a mistake. Get your congregation together. Get those services going. Stay with me. We'll be right back, Kevin.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
We're back, folks. And I'm looking at some tweets for the president. We've got Kevin on the phone with us from West Virginia. Kevin, do you have your thought on the First Amendment? Is wonderful. You know, one fly in the ointment here is that the governors who did all the shutting down, the lockdown of the states, including the churches, the First Amendment applies to them. But it doesn't say no governor and no state legislature shall make no law abridging anything. And is it the 14th Amendment? Boy, here's a hole in Kelso's constitutional knowledge. Somebody help me. Is it the 14th Amendment or other provisions that make sure that the Bill of Rights applies also to state governments and to city governments? But
why couldn't you take it? Why couldn't you use the Section 6, I think, or Article 6 of it, of the Constitution, and apply that, the Supremacy Clause?
Yes, yes, exactly. And I don't want to show any how big that hole in my knowledge is. Some people out there are probably gasping. Anyway, yes, of course, the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, all of that applies to at every level of government in America. And the breathtaking thing that occurred here with this lockdown is that our freedom, we went almost instantaneously. We went from largely practicing freedom to a police state. Just like that, overnight, like somebody flipped a light switch. And that light switch has got to be thrown back on. No question about it. Well, Kevin, thank you for your call. Very wisely said. And we'll go to our next call.
Jamie.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll go to Gregory in just a moment. Gregory, hang on. I want to go back to the president's Twitter account and make a point here that's pretty important. I've got up on my screen the scene from the movie Gettysburg, where Martin Sheen, I was friends with, I guess I still am, with his son, Ramon. And the family name is Estevez, not Sheen, Emilio, Ramon, and Charlie. But I was friends with Ramon. And here is Martin Sheen portraying Robert E. Lee at Gettysburg. And there's a remarkable scene, and I'm going to make an analogy here, between Donald Trump and Robert E. Lee, that the troops, Lee made the biggest mistake. Again, you military historians may know better than I do, but probably the biggest mistake he made as a general was ordering General Pickett to charge the Union Center uphill in the face of withering cannon fire against a fortified position. The worst mistake he ever made. And that's well portrayed in the movie, the expression on General Pickett's face as General Lee orders him to make that charge. Pickett knows his men will not survive that charge. Longstreet knew it as well. But, feared it is better. You can't know the future. So, anyway, but the remarkable scene is this. Lee is crushed emotionally inside when he realizes that he made this horrible mistake. And he even tendered his resignation to the president of the Confederacy, and which was turned down. But the remarkable thing is the reaction of his troops. Now, of course, this is a movie, but I'm thinking this is historically accurate. The men love their general. They need him. He needs them. They love their commander. And they are roaring their support for General Lee even after that mistake. And it really affects General Lee, as portrayed by Martin Sheen. So I'm going to watch this scene again after the show. Donald Trump can make a mistake. And he is not less loved by us, his troops. Now, he tweets on this subject a moment ago, and I'm going to back off on hammering and correcting, and the president made a mistake, et cetera, et cetera. It'd be like hammering on Lee. You know, oh, yeah, you're the one you ordered Pickett to charge at Gettysburg. Yeah, you blew it. No, he's off. He made a mistake. He made hundreds and hundreds of brilliant moves, and then he made a mistake. Well, I have said the president made a mistake in getting, as we all have been, hosed by the lockdown, by the Faucis, the Birxes. He coulda, shoulda, woulda followed a Swedish And the engineer tells me we lost a connection there about when I mentioned Sweden. So here's what I'm going to play this. I'm watching this clip of Martin Sheen as General Lee at Gettysburg after his biggest mistake of his whole career, which was Pickett's charge. Well, the troops, the remarkable thing about the scene is all of these thousands of Confederate troops. And these men are, you know, they're ill-clad, ill-shod, ill-fed. These men have been through hell and back. They love General Lee. That's a remarkable, remarkable thing. And we love General Trump, even if he has made a mistake. Very similar relationship there. And in this tweet, here's the president. He tweets today, 10 hours ago, for all of the political hacks out there, if I hadn't done my job well and early, we would have lost 1.5 to 2 million people, as opposed to the 100,000 plus that looks like will be the number. That's 15 to 20 times more than we will lose. I shut down entry from China very early. One person lost to this invisible virus is too much. It should have been stopped at its source, China. But I acted very quickly and made the right decisions. Many of the current political complainers thought at the time that I was moving far too fast, like Crazy Nancy. And of course, now, I think this was Donald Trump's Pickett's charge and made a mistake, and I'm going to let it go. I don't think it's correct that we would have lost 1.5 to 2 million people if the president hadn't done the things he's done, and shutting off travel from China, brilliant, brilliant, beautiful, and early, great move, A+ on that move. But the lockdown, not a great move. It will end up killing people. I hope the president gets the counsel of and listens to Dr. Scott Atlas, who says that every month of additional lockdown, every month of lockdown costs in dead people a toll equal to the death from the coronavirus itself. So we've already tripled the toll because of lockdowns. Now, the president is adamantly against the lockdowns. He's fighting against them. He's doing the right thing there. He should just do more of it, even more emphatically. But anyway, I'll just make that little analogy there because it's so easy. This is one thing we do on the right. We complain and nitpick and take pot shots at our own people. And we lose our cohesion. We lose that cohesion that Lee's army had there in Pennsylvania when his troops just ran cheering General Lee as he rode by on his horse. And he was crushed because he had just suffered his worst defeat. And he knew it. And yet these men loved him. And they would follow him through hell, and they did. Okay, let us take another call here. I think we got Gregory in California. Is Gregory there?
Gregory's right here, buddy. By golly, James, how you doing? I love your show. Well, I love your show, and I love everybody on RBM. I particularly don't like a lot of things you say because they're antithetical to freedom and love and life in general. But be that as it may,
Gregory, that was there's hot cold love there. Fast, let me ask you, just what's the worst thing I say now? And the reason I like to know, I mean, I for instance, General Lee needed to know, what did I do wrong? He knew. He's a smarter man than I am. But if I'm doing something wrong, I want to know what it is. What's the worst thing I do, Greg?
Well, General Lee should have took over Washington when he had the bloody chance, and it was right there, sitting right in the palm of his hand. He could have just wiped out that socialist, Abraham Springsteen, a.k.a. Lincoln. He could have took out the whole damn thing, and no problem. But
all right. But Gregory, okay, let's move on. I was asking about myself, but that's okay. All right, now.
Oh, no, about yourself.
Yes.
I'm just respectfully critique your work.
Yep, that's what I'm asking. What's my worst thing? What's my biggest mistake?
Your work is promoting a man that is just a man, just like you and me and everybody else.
We already know that.
I mean,
get to your point.
I've got little microbes crawling on me
Gregory. Just imagine that you and I we've only got seconds here. The car's on fire. We got to cut the seatbelt and get you out. Quick. What's your point?
My point is, let's gather these morons up and ship them off to Bikini Island. We know who they are. We know what they are. They're a bunch of treasonous, traitorous pieces of poopy.
Well, okay. All right. Okay. But that's not a mistake I'm making. Okay, Gregory, that's okay. Thank you very much for your expressions of love. All right, now, but I actually do, you can think about it. Anybody out there in the audience, when I goof, when I make a mistake, I would love a specific, I want correction. That's what all the good doctors do. When they get facts, they learn something, they adjust. They're not ideologues. They're treating you scientifically. In fact, that's the greatest achievement of Western civilization, I think. Which is the greatest invention that we made, our people, your ancestors, your great-grandparents. These are the people who invented, I'll say it in one word, they invented something that didn't exist before they invented it. It is the most important human invention of all time. That thing that your people exclusively invented over a period of centuries is called science. Our people invented science, and everything that's wrong with the lockdown and the left and the loonies is that they are very anti-scientific. They proclaim that they are scientific, and that we, you and I, we are anti-scientific. Well, that's what they do. They project. They take whatever the reality is, they turn it on its head, upside down, inside out, and they reverse. When they say we're anti-scientific, that's really what they are. And they are very much that. But we are the scientific people. And all of our principles, by the way, of life, of liberty, of love, the words are used there by Gregory, are very, very scientific. But that's our great, great, great achievement. That is the badge of honor of Western civilization. And it's our gift to the entire world. The rest of the world, before Western civilization, the rest of the world lived in a state of voodoo, whether it's China or India or Africa or Mesoamerica, every place else other than the Western civilization that gave birth to us and that it is our responsibility to perpetuate, lived in a world of voodoo and a world also of force. Our first caller, K Kevin mentioned, Congress shall make no law respecting. That is the repudiation of force of government against you. Prior to our Western civilization, all governments everywhere, in every nation, every people, every non-European people ever in the history of the universe believed in force, raw, brute, bloody compulsion. That was the principle of human organization prior to our other great invention. Science is one. Right after the break, I'll get you to the second great thing we invented. Rights. We invented it, folks. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway.
We're back, folks.
In my way.
And we're kind of moving into our last segment here. I found another scene from that movie, Gettysburg, that's also, I think, expresses our feeling towards Donald Trump. And that's a scene later in the war at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. General Lee has just surrendered to General Grant, and he is his men. He's riding on his great white horse, riding away from the courthouse at Appomattox to his men, to the camp of his men, and they're looking, you know, the way we describe them. I mean, they have been through hell. Bandages, wounds, torn uniforms, no shoes, starved half to death. And as General Lee approaches, here, I'll play the scene. You won't be able to, there's so much cheering, I don't think you'll be able to understand. It's visual, really, but here, I'll play it. Here are the men. They realize there's a long moment of silence as their general approaches. And then here's what happens. Quietly walking by their general as he rides.
Yes, my man. You are surrendered. Men, we've fought the war together. And I've done the best I could for you. You would all be paroled and go home until exchanged. Odds against us were too great.
Did you really surrender us, sir? We keep on fighting. The South will never lose.
Let's fight on, General.
We're all ready to die for the cause.
I would not lead you to further fruitless slaughter.
Boy, to have been a fly on the wall at that scene in history. And his troops, you know, at the very end saying, no, we'll fight on. We'll fight on. And Donald Trump is our general. Huh. Somebody please tell him to for that. We'll be back again here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. See you then.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.